Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back. Hey, it's Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day is Saturday podcast. You heard it here first that I'm the host of the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Breaking news. How about it? Just finished up a great speaker training. Those of you that were on that speaker training, fired up, teaching speakers all around the world how to get up in front of an audience and sell a product, which is just an amazing career to have. Let me tell you something, man. I've done a lot of things. I'm tell you something. I've traveled the world. I've done, you know, I haven't really done that much, to be quite honest with you. I haven't really done that much in my life, but I have spoken. I have quit a job. I have thrown tennis balls to border collies, taught them how to catch it. And I've raised three beautiful girls. Well, I'm in the process of raising them. Oh, my. Good news and bad news today, my friends. Can I just go into the therapy room with you for just a second? It's June 10th, 2014. And today is the last day of school in Cincinnati, Ohio for Madeline, Laura, and Paige Crowley, my 13, 9, and 8-year-old daughters. And it's great news. You know what the bad news is? Today's the last day of school for my daughters. So this quiet space, I think I said this yesterday too, I'm getting so senile, but this quiet time I have to record my shows, about that. Ain't going to be so quiet. But hey, it sure beats having to go to the J-O-B every day. I think I can work around that schedule somehow, some way. It's not even so much that they're home all day and yelling and screaming. It's not so much that it's drama 24/7. It's not even the fact they love each other at 11 o'clock and they hate each other at 12 o'clock. It's just that, well, it's a dad thing. You know what I'm talking about? It's a parent thing. Boy, moms, I feel for you too, because the stay-at-home moms, the husband gets to go out and go to the J-O-B every day. See, that's where I got to side with the wife on that, the mom on that one, because when it's summer vacation and I was the father at home, I mean, can we just say what it is? I mean, come on now, guys. You leave the house and you're going to the job. You're like, oh, wow. Mom's got the kids all day long. No dropping them off at school. She's got them. And I know Mr. and Mrs. Perfect. Oh, we love our kids. We just can't get enough of them. Oh, we want to just spend it. Come on. You're kidding yourself. Let's go. We love our kids as well. We also love when the babysitter gets them for a little bit of time, right? That's okay. We're all human. So I'm recording the last Every Day Saturday podcast of the 2013-14 school year. And I love my girls. We're going to go to Kings Island a lot this year, but I've got to carve out a little bit of time to get some work done, and as well as this podcast. And today's podcast is called Just Did It. No, not Just Do It, Just Did It. I'll talk about that in just a second. A couple more really great reviews came in through iTunes overnight. Oh, you don't know what those are? Are you not going to iTunes and leaving a 5-star rating with some nice comments for the Every Day Saturday podcast? Oh, well, maybe you might want to do that today, all right? Enlightening and entertaining. Sam, you're an inspiration, and I can count on you to pump me up with every podcast. I totally get your humor. Really? Wow, you're the one that gets it. That's awesome. One of my favorites include, you don't have to postpone happiness. That's true. Every Day Saturday podcast in June of 2014. You don't have to postpone happiness, darn it. Now, class, and what are you going to do when you retire, Joe? All of that. That's right. In that nasally tone, thank you so much. My 11-year-old daughter was even laughing. She says, you're funny. Hey, I have a 13, 9, and 8-year-old daughter, so I can definitely make the daughters laugh at my dumb jokes. They're the ones to get it. All humor aside, you teach and inspire in a way I can understand. I was the female athlete, very good in sports, struggled in school and college, but somehow I managed to graduate. I am now at a place in my life where pursuing the entrepreneurial life is a no-brainer. Thank you for inspiring me to pursue my interests and hopefully make money doing it. I will succeed. I love that. Will in all caps, by the way. The only thing I would edit there, Kent Canned is the iTunes name, is instead of saying hopefully make money doing it, you will make money doing it. Look, whenever you get out and get after it, you start finding things about yourself that you never knew. Like, I never knew that I was a speaker. I never knew that I could learn internet marketing. I mean, I didn't even know how to attach anything to an email. I went to the University of Cincinnati for night school in 1999 to learn how to use Microsoft Excel because I called on a customer in 1998 and I was in the Yellow Page business selling advertising in the back of the phone book at the time. And I was like, so what do you want to put in your ad? I said, well, we do PowerPoint, Excel, Office, blah, 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 blah. I realized those are parts of Office, but I'm just kind of going with the flow. You know what I mean? And I was like, oh, okay, so what's Microsoft PowerPoint? What do you mean by that? She's like, you don't know what PowerPoint is? This was 1998, spring of 98. I'm like, never heard of it because we had laptops, but we didn't have any type of PowerPoint, any reason to use PowerPoint, Excel, or anything like that. She goes, oh, my God, how do you even work with it? I'm like, okay, all right. Well, first of all, I get the part where I should know what Microsoft Office is. I can kind of get that. Now, you're going a little bit too far. I mean, how can I survive in 1998 without knowing what Microsoft Office is? Please, lady. Did I ever tell you about the time I wore the lady's coat? Did I ever tell that story? I wonder if any. Wow. All right, let me get off the reservation for, give me 2 minutes, because my first sales call I ever went on, I wore women's clothing. And I know it sounds disturbing, but there's a reason for it. It was 1992. It was Watertown, New York. Watertown, New York? Yeah, Watertown, New York. And it was a lady who ran an auto parts store, and she was kind of in the back office. She was the owner of the auto parts store. Her name was Nancy. I'll never, never, never forget. Nasty Nancy. If you're listening, I love you. 22 years ago, my very first outside sales call. I'd been inside sales for 2 years. I was all of 24 years old. No, I actually turned 24. I was only 23 at the time. And so I went on the call, and I was so nervous. I proposed a half-page ad in the phone book. And I'm not going to give you all the details. This is one damn funny story, though. So anyway, it was kind of one of those tweener days weather-wise. It was like 60 degrees. Do you wear an overcoat with your suit? Do you not wear an overcoat? Well, I had a brown trench coat. Think Columbo, okay? And if you're not old enough to know what Columbo is, Google him. So I had my Columbo jacket on, and I go in to call on the auto parts store, and Nancy puts me through the ringer. It costs too much money. Rah, 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 rah. Ends up buying the half-page ad that I proposed. Ha! Who would have thought? First sales call. Yeah, baby. Strike one up for the young guy. So I was so nervous. I was having her sign the agreement and the layout form and all that stuff. And I just wanted to get out as fast as I could. And I put the coat on, at least what I thought was my coat. Didn't realize Nancy also had a Columbo jacket, but hers was a little bit smaller than mine was. Like, think Chris Farley, fat guy in a little coat. So I put on Nancy's coat, and it looked like I was wearing kind of a short, medium sleeve shirt with, I don't even know. It looked like a skirt because the coat came down past my waist. She goes, what are you doing with my coat on? I was like, your coat. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm wearing your coat. Nancy, I'm wearing your coat. Wow. Who would have thought that? Me, I'd be wearing your coat. I mean, I don't even know you well enough to be wearing your coat. What are you doing here? Anywho, Nancy was not the least bit impressed. Did not cancel her order, but needless to say, respect plummeted off the scale, and I took her coat off. I basically had to, like, peel it off my body. I was just going to walk out with it on and figure out. I thought maybe I had, like, one of those things, maybe you got the sleeve inside out or something. It's just real tight fit. So I was like, yeah, not really into wearing women's clothing. Here you go, Nancy. I'll get my coat. I'm going to get out of here. You don't like me. I get it. I got the order. Hopefully you don't cancel it, and we all go on. I never heard from Nancy again, but I can only imagine how mortified she was. Probably not as much as I was, though. So anyways, back to fast forward to 1998, where the lady was leaving. I know I have a great rapport with the ladies. I just these were two sales calls that just did not go quite well. So not knowing what Microsoft Office is, back in 1998, I went to night school, University of Cincinnati, and I learned Microsoft Excel, and I kind of liked it. You know, I also took a speech class at UC the semester after that. I was taking a night class. I was married, newly married, no kids, so I had a lot of free time after work, so I thought I'd take night school, which is hilarious because I never went to college. Like, I never went to class when I had to go to class. Now, I don't have to go to class. I'm going to class, but I took a speaking class, public speaking class, and I took a Microsoft Excel class, both of which helped me in my career and subsequently helped me down the road, you know, relative to being a speaker. So I just did it. And I posted this on my Facebook wall earlier today. And people ask, how did you start speaking? My reply, it's always the same question and it's always the same answer. Sam, how did you start speaking? Well, I just did it. Sam, how did you start podcasting? I just did it. Sam, how did you have your first product launch without knowing anything about internet marketing? I just did it. You know, it's the opposite of right. Just do it. Actually, it's the past tense of just do it. But it's true. I didn't know what I didn't know. And, you know, I kind of like that. You know, I like living my life not really knowing. And it's not that I want to be stupid and I don't want to be ignorant all the time. But if I know just enough, and here's where I'm going with this, because I think this will help you a lot in your entrepreneurial endeavors, okay? Big word for me on a June podcast, endeavor. I think this will help you a lot. You know, the less you know, sometimes the better off you are relative to what could happen, what might happen, and just getting enough to get going. You know, it's that metaphor I use a lot, driving home from the restaurant at 10 o'clock at night and it's foggy outside and your headlights, you can only see 10, 15 feet in front of you. Sometimes that's not that bad. You know generally where you're going. You know the road's still there. You're not going to drive off the road. Yeah, something might jump out in front of you. It could happen, sure, but chances are if you take it slow and you focus and you relax, you'll be fine. You know, you'll be just fine. And as an entrepreneur, we always want to know, well, I just don't know if I can do it. Well, you can certainly do it. I mean, that's not the case. Here's the real question you need to be asking yourself. How much information do I really need before I do it? You understand? Like, how much more information about whatever it is you want to do? Like, I was doing the speaker training today. I'm hosting 4 live hangouts / webinars, and I'm giving a lot of great information on these about how to launch your own speaker career. And by the way, if you want access to these, just go to sixfiguresaturday.com. Come on board as one of our clients/students/family, and you'll have access to all of this training, the podcast training, speaker training, marketing training, all of that. I mean, it's ridiculously priced low, 3 payment plan available as well. Just go to sixfiguresaturday.com and sign up. You know, don't think, just do it. I'm not saying that to sell you something you don't need. You need this training. As I'm talking about today with the speakers, I'm thinking to myself, before I start doing the training, I don't do slides and all that because I just think so much time, people put so much effort into doing PowerPoint slides. They're more concerned with how the PowerPoint, here we go with PowerPoint again. I guess I am using it a lot in my career. But I've seen people do webinars and speakers especially. They spend agonizing amounts of hours making sure that their PowerPoint slides are just the way they need to be. And hey, it's important. Is it important? Sure, it's important. Is it mission critical? Like, could you have a stick figure on a PowerPoint slide and probably sell just as much from stage? Absolutely, because you're listening to somebody that does it. The people want to hear you. They want to hear your message. They don't care what's on a slide. They just don't. You use PowerPoint slides in the speaking industry. You use them as this is the part of my presentation that I want to make sure I cover. That's what you use those for in that presentation. And as I was getting ready to train the speakers today, there's probably about 170 people have access to the training. I'm thinking, how much do they really need to know versus how much do they want to know? Like, they want, I got to know this, and I got to. Sam, let me tell you something. There's one. I got to know this about speaking. I mean, I got to know, where am I going to have my own events? Where am I going to find the promoter? How much of my product do I need to bring with me? Okay, you don't need to know any of that. You know what you need to do? You need to get going and just do something right now. Are you even doing? Here's a tip. I'll give you guys a tip on the podcast we shared on the speaker training today. start having feeder events. What's a feeder event? Well, a feeder event, it's called a feeder event because you're feeding into your funnel. So for example, T. Harv Eker does a great job of this, The Millionaire Mindset. He has his feeder events, The Millionaire Mindsets, where they're basically, I think they're free of charge. And if you want upfront seating or VIP seating or something like that, it's $97, maybe some nominal fee. Great content, 2 to 3 days or so it might be of that. More common, you see these real estate gurus, they come into your hometown and they have these feeder events in the evening. They have one from like 6 to 8 at night. They have another one from noon to 2 in the afternoon. And they do all Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad events, for example, are like this. All right. And they've done all the research, you know, when the best time to have them, lunchtime for executives and women as well that are out and about. Maybe the kids are at school, the stay-at-home moms can go see, or in the evening when executives, men and women executives, as well as stay-at-home mom and dads can go when they got free time in the evening. So they've done all the research. That tells me that they spent the money researching. So you don't have to figure all this stuff out. But a feeder event, I've been to many. I shared the story 1,000 times in my book, on the podcast, and everywhere. The real estate feeder event I went to, I spent no money to go. I went to the 6 to 8 o'clock one on a Wednesday night in Cincinnati, Ohio in 2002, a rainy evening, and I ended up spending $2,000. I bought the next event. That's why they call it a feeder event. They fed me into their funnel. It's not calling a feeder event because you actually feed anybody, like literally with food. They fed me into their big old funnel, and I bought it hook, line, and sinker, and I probably spent over $10,000 with the company, Russ Whitney, on real estate training, and hey, I ended up buying 40 units, no money down, so it worked pretty good for me. Doesn't work for everybody because most people don't do anything. I didn't even need any information then. Remember I was telling the story last month, and I've told it a number of times in my book as well. I just went and I ran up all my credit cards, man. I got all the limits maxed out. I didn't max them out. I got all the limits raised, and then I started buying real estate with credit cards. People are like, oh, my God, you're crazy. You're going broke. You got to be bankrupt. You got to run your credit up. Not really, because back in 2002, you needed a 720 credit score, and basically that's it. Ninja loans, you ever heard of those? No income, no job loans. Liar loans, you know, they just stated, they're called stated income, liar loans. You just say, this is how much I make. Just guys, hear me out on this, okay? Just listen to me. We'll wrap up today's podcast with this. Just when somebody asks you, I want you to give this answer a year from now. When somebody's like, let me just go into the podcast comments and read an example. Oh, here one more, for example. Michael Stid, Sam's podcasts are an inspiration to me. Been following him for years, started listening to him regularly 2 weeks ago. He is the real deal. He's brutally honest in all he says. He's helping me keep in check in my business and spiritual walk. Thank you, Sam. This is a must subscribe to podcast. Michael Stid, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Let me use an example. Let me go down. Vicky, and we've got other individuals here. Ciara. Let's use Ciara as an example, okay? Ciara wrote a nice comment. They're going to say, hey, Ciara, hey, how did you launch your business? What did you do? This is fast forward 2015, summer 2015. She's going to say, I just did it. Hey, Brian, how did you launch your business? I just did it. Hey, Joshua, and I'm reading all these reviews of people who listen to the Everyday Saturday podcast. I want that to be your answer. I just did it. I just did it. You don't have to think. I mean, so many people want to say, well, I did. Of course we know you were focused. Of course we know you were committed. Of course we know that you had to be lucky. I mean, we get all that. But when you tell somebody, hey, I just did it, that gives them a sense of empowerment that you don't got to be the valedictorian of Harvard. You don't got to have Hollywood good looks. You don't got to be, you know, this tremendously in shape athlete. You don't got to have everything going for it and all the stars aligned in one thing. You just got to do it. Can we just say the answer we're going to be? The answer we're going to give in 2015 is, I just did it. I just did it, because Sam Crowley said, I just did it. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.